6:21 on the Morning X is Lori and Kev, joined now from footballabsurdity.com. Mr. Waleed Ismail back on the show. Welcome back, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, in studio today. How about that?
I enjoyed the very long, very dark drive. It's dark, it's cold, it's a metaphor, I think.
For my fantasy football team.
Yes, exactly.
I'm 1-9 this year.
At least you won a game.
Yeah, I creamed.
You
got to
be glass half full. Come on.
I won one.
Yeah,
she won one.
She won one. If she had looked at my website before her draft, she would have won a lot more.
Maybe.
I'm gonna say that right now.
I think you speak the truth here, Wally.
Yeah. Although, I don't know, last time I tried helping you with your lineup, it didn't help, so.
So does this mean the gold medal fail for this week is going to be Lori's fantasy football team?
It is not. Unfortunately, we're only doing real football, not pretend football.
Okay, good. Just checking.
What do we have to talk about? Bears.
Bears, they laid it on the Lions. I enjoyed it. It's been a while since we've beaten a division team. It's weird. I don't know how to adjust to the Bears being, like, good.
it's a different sensation.
It really is. Like, we might have a quarterback, and I don't know how to process this information. It's really exciting, though.
Usually you have to take a few games, watch the quarterback, and see, okay, that game might have been a fluke. But games later, he's still putting up numbers.
He keeps getting better. That's what it is. It's so weird. This is the first time we've had a legitimate offense I'm not going to just say my lifetime, in the lifetime of any Bears fan, past or present. There has never been an offense that actually looked like that. It's weird, and I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop because I am a Bears fan. I cannot have nice things.
The other shoe often drops.
Yes.
There was one shot of Mitchell Trubisky on Sunday's game after he ran the touchdown in himself where he got right in the camera and gave like a, ah! It was nice to see a Bears quarterback with that fire in his belly.
Oh, you didn't like Cutler's emotion?
I scored a touchdown?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool.
I mean, that's basically what we had before. And, you know, I liked Jay, but man, do I like Mitch.
Yeah,
it's a different kind of love.
That is, it's real interesting, and this is the first year in that offense. So, it's weird having hope, and it's sad because hope dies. that is the title of any football
hope
like fan
does die.
Yes, it does.
Vikings prime time this Sunday night.
This is the game that's really going to be a barometer for what the Bears are, because it's either the Vikings or the Bears who are winning the division. I don't believe in the Packers. I just don't. I know they got Aaron Rodgers. I just don't know they have anything else. But the Vikings are a legitimate football team. As bad as we beat the Lions, the Vikings beat them way worse. So this is it. This is the game. We've got prime time.
And, you know, the game being moved to prime time.
Yeah.
First of all, that says to me that not only are the Vikings a legit football team, but so are the Bears,
yes.
And it's going to be a game.
That people want to watch the Bears, which usually even Bears fans don't really want to watch the Bears, so.
And we do. We do. But unfortunately, it can't be all kitty cats and rainbows in the NFL. Let's talk football fails.
Okay.
Silver medal. I mean, that would be bronze first. Yeah,
bronze. You want to shuffle the order? We can.
No, we'll do bronze first.
Okay, we can do bronze first. I think my football fail for the bronze has to go to Mr. Tom Brady. Now, I don't know if you saw. I know.
Kevin's
I know. This
face
is for you. Yeah.
It's amazing.
This one's just for you because in their game against the Titans, they ran a play where Julian Edelman threw a pass to Tom Brady. They needed 7 yards for a first down. And Tom Brady just fell down after six. Like, legitimately, wasn't touched, just collapsed to the ground. Yep.
I have that on hand.
And to put the icing on the cake, the Titans ran the exact same play successfully, like, in response to that, after they just beat the hell out of the Patriots. So, bronze football fail, that goes to you, Mr. Tom Brady.
They also know how I like the balls, and I tell them how great they are. You know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them. When I felt them, they were perfect.
Fail! Silver medal fail.
Silver medal fail is going to go to Mr. Dez Bryant, who finally signed with the team and then
blew out his Achilles tendon the next day. Ouch. He held out all season trying to get that right fit. He got there. And you saw when the New Orleans Saints were the team he signed with and promptly died on. When he was signing, they were doing the X, which I don't know if that was just that was his touchdown celebration. Also, probably symbolic that he's dead. Like, that's it. It's over.
It's over.
Cross out my career.
The end of Dez Bryant. That's my silver medal fail.
And he hurt his Achilles in a game?
Oh, in practice. The first practice he had with the team.
Wasn't even
that Allen Iverson clip?
I don't.
Oh, you should. That's one of my favorites.
Waleed, I don't like to assume things.
Okay.
But I think I know.
Oh, you know.
Your gold medal fail.
You know.
Fail! Does it start with a Cody?
It does, and it ends with a Parkey.
End with a Parkey, or if you ask the NFL commentators, Parker?
I don't even know if it's a fail, to be perfectly honest. I don't think he could do that four times in a row if he tried. Not like hitting four goalposts was just... the best part about that was the Bears were winning so handedly, I wasn't even upset about it. I was like, this is hilarious. This is fantastic. I would have been raging if it was actually a close game.
Bears kicker Cody Parkey misses four kicks. And, of course, on Monday we talked about this.
Yeah, we did, of course.
We beat it black and blue on Monday. But I couldn't wait for football fails because I knew.
Oh, it was number one. It was... number one in my heart. It was my favorite thing this year so far.
Two of them were extra points, Waleed. Point after touchdown, not even 54 yarders.
Well, to be fair, they moved the extra points. It's not at the 2 yard line anymore. It's
let me ask you this: it is called professional football, right?
I don't know. Have you watched kickers this year? He's being pretty professional. I mean, he didn't go full Mason Crosby on us. He at least was hitting the goalposts.
Yeah, not sailing 40 feet wide.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. And Mason Crosby, he is the kicker for who?
The Green Bay Packers. Remember when he missed the five games?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time for Packers talk, Waleed. I'm sorry.
Unfortunate.
You don't have any more time to talk Packers or Aaron Rodgers. But actually we should because they are playing tonight on Thursday Night Football. Packers, Seahawks, what do you think?
I think... Seahawks.
Sorry, we're out of time again.
Oh.
We can't go any further than that. I gave it as much time as I possibly could. Those 3 seconds you paused, you could have said more.
I could have, but I didn't want to.
Football Absurdity. FootballAbsurdity.com is the name of the website. It's not just football jokes, right? There's a lot going on your website.
Our main stuff is fantasy football content at this moment. We make fun of things as they happen, but our primary focus has been on fantasy football.
Okay, you can follow them on Facebook and follow Waleed on the tweets at I am the Waleed.
That I am.
That's a play on I am the Walrus, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
It's just that I am the Waleed. There's only one Waleed.
Goo goo goo.
There's a Kevin, there's a Lori, but there is the Waleed.
That's true. There are many, many Kevins.
Yes.
And most of them are dumbasses.
Rockin' your ride to work. The Morning X.
You're a tool.
6:55 on the Morning X. Props to Retool of Rockford, willing to put down the scratch to keep these dum-dums on our show on the daily. Let's go to Polk County, Florida. By the way, Lori and Kev, Waleed Ismail, still here? Still hanging? What's up, man?
What's going on?
So let's go to Polk County, Florida and meet today's tool of the day. Let's meet Miss Barbara Ray. She went into a doctor's office last week for a checkup and had a very odd request for the doctor. Let's see if you can fill in the blanks here. She asked the doctor if the doctor could check her what? Waleed?
Well, I'm going straight to the gutter or the vaginal area.
Wrong.
No? Okay,
wrong? Good. Surprisingly, this is tool of the day.
It wouldn't be an odd request to ask the doctor to look at your junk.
I'm thinking she wants the doctor to look at a hangnail that maybe got infected.
Ooh, a pet?
Again, not another. See, he's veering away from something on her body. So he's on the right track.
Okay.
It's not something on her body, and it's also not a living thing.
Her cell phone?
Not a cell phone. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it. The answer is she wanted the doctor to check. You ready for this?
Yeah.
She wanted the doctor to check her meth.
Oh, my God!
The answer is meth.
She wanted to make sure Walter White gave her the right stuff.
Is her doctor Brian Cranston? Is that what it is?
Right. She had been taking the meth for about a month. And brought it to the doctor so that he could check if it was any good.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I guess to see if it was safe.
I have a question. Is this in Florida?
It is in Florida.
Of course it is.
So,
Wally.
To be fair, that doctor might have prescribed the meth. I mean,
you never
totally
know.
Totally possible.
That's what I would think.
Another interesting facet of this story, Barbara, 73 years old.
Good for her.
Just goes to show anyone can be a meth head. Check your granny's purse, she's up to something.
I mean, to be fair, at that point of your life, does it matter? Do all the drugs. Just go on. You're in the twilight. Just enjoy yourself.
Go out.
Go
with Bob
Wild. No, I'm on her side now. I wasn't at first, but yeah. Like, at least make sure you're getting the best out of the meth that you're getting.
A 73-year-old on meth, they're going to have to change the name of the show to Breaking Bad Hearing.
Yeah. Breaking Bad Hip.
There you go. Mm. She was arrested, though, on November 5th, charged with 2 counts of possession of methamphetamine, 2 counts of possession of narcotic paraphernalia, and she was booked into the Polk County Jail Monday and released on Wednesday. They thought, yeah, let's maybe let her spend
the last five minutes
of her life.
How many people did she shiv while in prison? Do we have that information?
Yeah, do we have the stats?
She's not in math, so she had to at least stab one person.
What would she have shivved somebody with? Maybe a knitting needle?
A toothbrush for her dentures.
That crochet hook, you know.
Gets them every time.
Don't be a tool like poor Miss Barbara Ray. The right tool for the job. You can find it at Rockford Retool. They're on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. They buy, sell, and trade tools. You can see Dave or visit RockfordRetool.com. Still got to look at Rockford's missed connections for this week. And, of course, it is another great batch. And we will do that after 7 o'clock. And it's 104.9, The Morning X.
The Morning X. Rockin' your ride to work.